Proverbs 3:15-16 says, "She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor." This "she" in verse 15 is referring to wisdom. The Hebrew chacham, that is translated wisdom, is a feminine word, and that's why. And we do this in English all the time. We talk about cars and ships and airplanes and say, you know, "She's an amazing craft." So that's all there is to that. But the question is, why is wisdom more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her? Well, it's because if you have all that you desire, but are still a fool, then you won't live long enough to enjoy it. You'll lose it all at some point. And that's why verse 16 promises, "Length of days is in her right hand." Length of days is pretty much a human desire across all cultures and religions. And, by the way, was even incorporated in a lot of our entertainment, science fiction and such, where they create their fairy tale or fictional cultures. And one that comes to mind is Star Trek with the Vulcans. You remember the hands gesture, and they'd say, "Live long and prosper." And the response was supposed to be peace and long life. And that was come up with by a Jew, the now deceased Leonard Nimoy, who saw that during an Orthodox Jewish ceremony where they lifted up both hands like that and pronounced the blessing, that he changed a little bit. But that hand signal that you see Spock using, the Vulcans using, is actually the Hebrew letter Shin. And they took that greeting, as I said, from the Orthodox Jewish ceremony that he saw as a little boy. But that just reflects the same desire in nearly all real cultures and religions. The fiction reflects the reality. But lack of wisdom results in most losing out on this blessing. And just consider a few statistics I got here from the National Institute of Mental Health. They say that nearly 50,000 people will kill themselves every year in the United States. And since the COVID thing kicked in, those numbers are supposed to be going way up. We just don't have the statistics at this point at the time I'm recording this. 50,000 people, suicide. 100,000 people are dying from overdose, and either suicidal or accidental. And then 20,000 homicides each year in the United States, and that includes murdering people over jealousy, drugs, theft, involving rape and other sex crimes. And as we continue through Proverbs, we're going to see that that's the result of foolishness in most cases. And we could go on and on then with examples of how using the wisdom of God that we'll find in Proverbs and the other books of the Bible actually lengthens life expectancy. But from the scripture, I want to use one example. That's in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Now just think about the rebellious kids whose lives have ended or been destroyed because they dishonor their parents, they run away, and some of them are sexually abused or physically abused or murdered, they get pulled into sex slave trade, all kinds of terrible things. Then other kids just commit suicide or OD or are murdered, as we were discussing above. So, you know, we take prosperity for granted. But those of us in America and Canada and Western countries especially will be much more likely to live longer and to enjoy the prosperity of our cultures and our economies if we follow God's word and walk in His wisdom. And that's why she is more precious than rubies. And that's how she ends up giving us wisdom, being she, giving us length of days in her right hand.